Travel Mum.
Now, each week, Mum of Three and Tickets Travel Mum Andrea Bailey joins us to talk about locations that make perfect trips for families. And this week, we are heading to Bavaria in southern Germany.
Yes, which is somewhere that I've never been before, Andrea.
Is it?
All have right. You been yourself?
Yes, I have, actually.
I think Mark's been as well, haven't you, Mark?
Yeah, I've been to Munich, mm-hmm. Yes, and loved it.
Yeah, absolutely, it's an amazing place.
Amazing city, very easy to walk around. It's because it's pedestrian-friendly, isn't it? There's no traffic goes through the centre of it.
Yes, correct.
Of Munich. So you can just walk around.
That's true, yeah.
Brilliant.
Yeah, so, in fact, Germany is actually now one of the top destinations in Europe over the last few years, at least, and especially during the summer. So I would be focusing today on the Bavarian part of Germany, which is Munich, of course, and a lot of other, you know, the southern part, really, as well as the southwest. So we're going to be talking about that. But Munich is an amazing place because, like you said, it's got a lovely city center, which is really old, and it has a small town feel, actually. It's quite cozy.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's a big city, and there's a lot to see around as well.
There is, and you're just a stone's throw away from the mountains and the skiing and all
that's
that kind
right.
of thing, from just the city. But I mean, taking a look at things to do around music, what would you recommend there, Andrea?
Yeah, so if you've got a few days in Munich, and I would recommend at least 3 to 4 days, there's quite a bit to see around the city. So you could start with, of course, the green part of it. So you've got something like the English Garden there, which is quite popular. It's a large public park, really, but it's really beautiful because it's got little, streams, and it's just green, and there's lots of little corners and pockets that you could walk around. They've got a little Japanese tea house and a little Chinese tower as well that, children can play around. So it's really nice. You can actually even surf on one of the streams in the park.
Surf on a stream?
Fun. Yes,
I'll take my surfboard with me then.
Do you know, it's funny, but I remember, from every outing pretty much that we did when I was a kid, it would always be to somewhere green where I could just run.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's
just
amazing.
Love running, don't they?
Yes, and there's birds and, ducks in the pond, and it's really amazing for little kids especially. So
that's the English Garden, which I'm surprised to hear there's an English Garden
in Munich.
Germany.
Yeah.
Now, there's a really popular square there as well, isn't there?
Correct, yes.
Yeah, which everybody kind of has to visit.
You have to see it, yes. It's the Marienplatz, of course, and that is the place to be whatever time of the year you're in Munich, of course. You can't afford to miss it. Now, everyone actually goes there for the Glockenspiel, which is a little clock up on one of the corners of that square.
Yeah.
And basically, every hour on the hour, they have a little song that plays, and these little soldiers, soldiers that come out and actually march around that.
That's
so it's
cute.
Really cute. Yeah, so it's
the kids would love that, wouldn't they?
Yeah,
that's something that youngsters would love to
You'd
see.
You'd have to wait for the hour, but yes, it plays. Yeah.
It's amazing. I mean, it's a great engineering feat of technology, all them little soldiers come out.
Yeah, true.
Lots of shops and restaurants around that square as well, I imagine. Is it the kind of square, has a real European feel where you sit outside and you'd have dinner? And
exactly, yes, they would. Nice. And you could actually just go around to the shops as well. And it's really nice. It's a nice open-air feel. In the winter, of course, that's where the Christmas markets happen. So it's really buzzing, and it's completely full of, trinkets, shops with trinkets that you could buy. And it's an absolutely magical feel.
Now, there's also Olympic Park, isn't there, the Olympic area, because the Olympics were held there back in the 70s.
That's correct. In 1972, actually, that's where the Olympic Games were held in Munich, and they had built an Olympia Park, that's what it's called. You can actually take a tour as well, so you can actually go there, walk around the Olympic Stadium, and enjoy the views from the Olympic Tower, so you could go up and actually see the entire city of Munich. So it's really nice. There's a lot of modern architecture as well there, so for those who like new-looking buildings and modern buildings, that would be something interesting to see.
Now, hang on a minute, Andrea. You've got BMW Museum on here next.
Yeah.
Surely
it's
the
a
kids
big deal.
Do not want to go to the BMW Museum.
No.
Is that for Dad?
This is for Dad.
I thought so.
Fun for, it's something for everyone, really, so... This is something that if you like cars, and especially if you like BMWs, then this is a place to be.
Oh, my gosh.
It's got
that
a history of all.
It sounds like something when my dad would take me when I was little, and I would just be traumatized.
Looking at engines and gearboxes and different wheel trims.
Yeah.
But it's a big deal, the museum there. And also for Dad as well, I must chuck in there, is the Bayern Munich football ground, which is a rather famous
Correct.
One.
Don't do it to your kids.
No. Well, you never know. Might be old enough to love football. Who knows?
Yeah, do you get to a certain age where you love football? I'm not old enough yet, obviously.
Oh, I was about 8 or 9 years old, and you really, really get the bug for it.
I went to my first football game in Newcastle to watch Newcastle United, and I was in the Gallagher end, and there was no seats back then, and it was like concrete steps that went down.
Terraces.
I just stood there fearing that they scored, because everyone would push you forward. It's so scary.
Please don't score Newcastle.
Yeah, please.
Well, they don't very often these days, do they? had to be done. Anything else to see around Munich?
There's day trips as well that you can do. So there's quite a few interesting ones. And I have to say, the Neuschwanstein Castle is actually one of the most popular ones to do.
What's that? Neuschwanstein?
Neuschwanstein, yeah.
Okay. Nicely said, Andrea.
Yeah,
thanks.
Very well done. Have you been
rehearsing? Practice a few times, yes. this is, if you've seen the Disney castle, the logo, you know, that's the inspiration has actually come from this castle.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's a bit of fun history behind it as well. When I went on tour, it's an entire day tour out of Munich. So you've got to go in the morning, you've got two train changes, and then you get to the spot, the base of the, you know, the mountain, and you've got to walk up this little path, and then there's this castle right on top. It's amazing. There's also like a kind of wooden bridge that you would walk across, so you could actually stand on the bridge and take photos of the castle. And depending on what season of the year it is, you'd have that kind of a backdrop. So if it was spring, you'd have all the flowers around.
Nice.
If it was winter, you'd have snow. If it was autumn, you'd have all the, you know, auburn leaves.
And I think the kids would like that, wouldn't they, with this connection kind of with the Disney
Fantastic,
castle.
Yes. You know, and it's funny, I have a funny story here, actually. When we went on the tour, we had a guide who was actually a former history professor. Mm-hmm. So, you know, and I had done a bit of reading, and I read about the Mad King Ludwig who had built this castle. So I said, you know, tell me something about Mad King Ludwig. And he said, please, let me stop you right there. You know, first of all, he wasn't mad. So let's not call him that. He was just eccentric. And apparently he spent a lot of money, a lot of the state money, building castles such as these, and almost drove Bavaria into bankruptcy. So he wasn't really well liked. But that's as far as the reality of it goes. So he wasn't technically mad. He was just, you know, an overspender.
Right.
He could see the future tourism in
those
castles.
Yes, I believe
that's
so.
That's why he spent all that money.
Yeah, he was a visionary.
Well, I mean, that's not the only castle, is there? You've others that you can see.
Yes, there's another one called Lindehof. Again, that's one of the castles that Ludwig built. And this is a smaller of the two castles. So it was actually more of a hunting lodge for him. It's also part of the same day trip, so it's actually very close by. They're near to each other, really. So you'd see both of them at the same time. And then there's a little village down that you could actually stop and have a meal as well after you're done with the tour.
Mm-hmm.
That so sounds awesome. How old is it? Any idea how old the castle is?
Not 100% sure.
11th, 12th century?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Think so?
Yeah,
the Lindehof Castle is about, I think, the 19th century.
Mm-hmm.
I love going to castles on holiday.
Amazing.
What's this romantic road?
Okay, so this is a route that you could actually do this by a car yourself as well. So you have Rothenburg, which is a very popular stop. It's like a little medieval town.
Yeah.
So you'd stop there, and you can actually explore the village on your own at your own pace.
Yeah.
And then also part of the tour would be the Harburg town as well. So that's another place that's worth seeing, because these are places that are really like a step back in time. You could do a tour, but I would recommend, if you've got the time, then just take a car and drive down these roads. Yeah.
Guys,
down this road,
I have a bit of an update for you
on
the castle, which name I can't pronounce. 1892.
Yeah.
1892, so it's newer than we think.
Yeah.
It's 19th century. That's right.
Yes. I was going back to the 11th.
Same as the Lindehof then.
I was going back way back. Anyway, stay with us. We've got more coming up on our little trip to Bavaria and Germany in the southwest with our travel mum. That's Andrea coming up.